Daf was brachas daf chaf hey. Daf chaf hey was almost exclusively about soa and meiraglayim and how to deal with saying kriyas shmar davening b'makom that there's soa and meiraglayim. The Gemara starts off on the top by talking about going into a bathroom with tefillin on, and if a person made a mistake and accidentally walked into a bathroom with tefillin on, so the Gemara makes a startling comment that he could put his hand over his tefillin and continue to go to the bathroom, but the Gemara qualifies that's only for the Amud Rishon, that's only at the first burst that comes out of his body, but and that's only for health reasons that we even allow that much, because otherwise he can become very ill, but after that he has to go out of the bathroom and remove his tefillin. The Gemara tells us that if a person even so much as his hand in the bathroom, it's a machlokas amurayim, whether he's allowed to say Kriya Shema. One shita is kala neshama talalka, that only your mouth and your nose has to be outside of a bathroom when you're saying Kriya Shema, so your hand won't make a difference. It's only those evarim that are associated with the neshama, and the other is no kalatzmo sitamarna Hashem ichamocha, that all of the body has to at one time be able to say Kriya Shema, and therefore if a hand is in the bathroom, that would be no good. The Gemara tells us you have to be marchik talaramos from a reach sheyesh lo wicker, from a smell where you see the substance that serves as a source of the smell, but it's a machlokas in the Gemara what that means to be marchik talaramos. Marchik talaramos from the substance, or marchik talaramos from where the smell ends. When it comes to a reach she'ein lo wicker, just a smell that doesn't have any substantial source, so the Gemara says you can learn, but you can't say Kriya Shema in front of a reach she'ein lo wicker. And even when you can learn, you can only learn when it's someone else's reach she'ein lo wicker. But if it's your own reach she'ein lo wicker, you have to wait till the smell passes. The Gemara then records a machlokas if you can say Kriya Shema by tsoa overas. What if the tsoa is on the move? It's being schlepped through the area. So are you allowed to continue to say Kriya Shema even as it's being carried through? Because on the one hand, we have dinim in tuma, where when the tuma is passing through, it loses its ability to transmit tuma to those things that are Torah. So maybe tsoa would lose its potency and will lose its ability to ruin the makom for dvarim shabakdusha. But the Gemara says, no, maybe that's not such a good comparison, because by tuma it's all dependent on kviyus. So if the tuma is not kavua, so it's not going to be able to transmit anything. When it comes to tsoa, it comes to kedushas hamakom. So the makom is not kadosh. That's not going to even when it's passing by, it's not kadosh. So maybe it would still stop one from saying Kriya Shema. The Gemara then tells us that even though one is not allowed to say Kriya Shema in front of tsoa or meraglayim, tsoa is a din d'oraisa. Meraglayim is only a din midoraisa when it's flowing out of the body. Once it's already out of the body, it then becomes a din midrabanan, and because of that, whenever it's a suffix meraglayim, it's going to be lakula because of the suffix d'rabanan lakula pashtus. The Gemara toward the bottom of the Yama tells us on Amud Aleph machlokas how long meraglayim remains aser. At what point do you say it loses its shame meraglayim and you can go back to saying Kriya Shema in that area, either as long as it's moist or as long as it's rishuma nikkur, as long as you can still see that meraglayim was spilled there at some point. Tsoa remains tsoa until it crumbles when either it's thrown or it's rolled, different shitos in the Gemara. On the top of Chafei and Beis, the Gemara goes back to the Mishnah, where the Mishnah had said that if a person is in the mikveh and it's coming close to Netzav Chama, so if he has the time to get out and get dressed and say Kriya Shema by Netzach Chama, you should. So Gemara says, Netzach Chama, Meichi Tesi, why don't you wait till the Sovzman Kriya Shema? It's not at all Netzach Chama. See, either we're assuming like Rabbi Elazar that the Sovzman is Netzach Chama, or the Gemara says, no, we could even be assuming like Rabbi Yeshua, but you want to be like the Vasikin and you want to read Kriya Shema at the best time, which is Netzach Chama. The Gemara tells us that dirty water can save a person from the problem of Liba Roa Saerva. If a person is in the mikvah and they dirty up the waters, they don't have to worry about the fact that that their lave is, that there's no hefsek between their heart and their erva. It's machlokas itself, whether Liba Roa Saerva is even an issue in the first place, and it's also a machlokas whether there's a problem of a heel being Roa Saerva. If a person's wearing a robe, even if he has a belt above his waist, maybe the fact that the heel can see the Malkum Erva, but the Gemara comes to the conclusion that a heel that touches the Erva, that for sure is going to be a problem, or really any Eiver, the Rishonim point out, that touches the Erva is going to be a problem. The Gemara then talks about what if all of these things are in a glass casing? Is a glass casing enough to put it in a separate Rishus? So a glass covering works for Tsoa, but not for Erva, because by Tsoa it's just a din in the Malkum. So if it's in a glass casing, it's in a different Malkum. But by Erva, it's a din in what's able to be seen. And it's mischazia, it's able to be seen, and that's therefore in the glass, obviously you can see it, so it's going to be a problem. The Gemara then has a havamina, a very unbelievable havamina, that a goy's erva wouldn't count as erva, because basar chamorim bisaram, that their basar is like the basar of chamorim. But the Gemara says, no, that's not true. It's tali in being a human being, and even a goy's erva is considered an erva. Then the Gemara has machlokas, how much water you need, fresh water you need, to be mevatel the effect of Meir Aglayim, either a revius of water or a kolshu of water. But it's a further machlokas, what that machlokas is about. Is that machlokas about the amount of water you need in a kli before the Meir Aglayim comes in, which is what we call betchila, or is it the amount of water you need to put into a kli once Meir Aglayim is already in there to be mevatel Meir Aglayim? That's what we call basov. Rav Shimon ben Elazar then has a chiddush that the entire house is like dalet amos for tzoa, that being marchik dalet amos is not enough, it's only enough when you're out in the field. When you're in a house, so the whole house, even afilu me'ama, all counts as dalet amos, so you'd have to move into a different house if there's tzoa in the house, which obviously paskin means a different room, not a different house. And then the part that we didn't quite get up to this morning, but we'll just finish off with it, on the bottom of chafem beis, if you have a bed that's less than 3 tefachim high off the ground, that is a viable covering for tzoa, and you can still say kriya shema in that room. If it's between 3 and 10 tefachim off the ground, then it's a suffix whether that's a viable covering or not. If it's more than 10 tefachim off the ground, then it's certainly not a viable covering, because it doesn't really cover anything. It's so high above where the tzoa is. And the last thing the Gemara tells us is a story, an unbelievable story about how a marriage was not consummated, and apparently it wasn't consummated because there was a Sefer Torah that was there, and that there was Siyata D'Shemaya, that they weren't able to consummate because it's terrible isser to have Tashmish Amita, but makom that there's a Sefer Torah, unless you have a Kli B'toch Kli She'eno Kelyim. The only way you're allowed to have a Sefer Torah, Tefillin Mezuzah, in the room when a person has Tashmish Amita, is if you have one Kli inside of another Kli, and one of those two Kelim has to be Kli She'eno Kelyim, a Kli that's not designated as the Kli that's meant to hold that Sefer Torah, that Tefillin, that Mezuzah.